The Farm Service Agency office in Mayfield, Kentucky is so quiet you can hear the tick of the Department of Agriculture branded clock on the wall. 11 employees usually make up this busy office. Only 3 were called in Thursday morning. Because of limited staffing, these employees are only allowed to help farmers make payments and file tax documents on existing loans that are due at the end of January. Many farmers were turned away because they wanted to sign up for other services. Tobacco and grain farmer Bob Galway was interested in federal relief payments for growers affected by tariffs, but he will have to wait.
Just like myself, I didn't know if this was covered. I knew they were taking loan money and different things, but there's just so many things they offer and do, it's hard to know. In the media, you know, one thing says this thing, and the next thing you read says this, and we weren't just real sure. I thought I'd stop and check.
Galway says he needs those payments to make up for losses he's taken from tariffs. Joe Schroeder is a former farmer from central Kentucky and a spokesperson with the farmer advocacy group Farm Aid. Schroeder says the longer the government shutdown goes on, the longer Ohio Valley farmers will go without access to government loans they need to keep their farms afloat.
I don't know how they're going to get through it, to be honest. I don't know how this is going to work out, but it worries me. I've talked to people who are worried about it.
FSA data shows farmers in Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky took out more than 3,000 loans through the agency in fiscal year 2018, totaling more than $438 million. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer in Murray.